Of UCSC's defining facilities, few are as famous as McHenry Library. In the center of campus, among all the trees, sits the four-story archive that many UCSC students call their second home. Since 1966, this library has been a pivotal part of the UCSC experience, providing students with hundreds of resources and a quiet place to study. Hey everyone, I'm Jeremy, coming at you from UCSC's very own Slugcast. And today, we're going to be talking about McHenry Library. McHenry Library is named after the founding chancellor of UCSC, Dean E. McHenry. It was opened in September 1966, just a year after the campus opened, and it was designed by architect John Carl Warnecht and Associates. The library was supposed to look a bit out of place amongst all the surrounding redwoods, but not detract from the scenery. In the words of the first university librarian, Donald T. Clark, it was supposed to look as if the building was dropped there by a helicopter. With the decentralized campus plan, it would make sense why Clark wished to have the library stand out from its surroundings. In a sense, he wanted to create a campus center, not just in terms of where students would gather socially, but also where they would gather to study. Clark's goals were to centralize the campus resources and provide students with as much access as possible to said resources. It was also required to be able to grow as the faculty and student body grew in the coming years. This helped its central placement on the campus as it allowed the library to expand in all cardinal directions. During the construction of the early campus, Clark and a few others would go around the country to other university libraries to see what worked and what didn't. One thing that both Clark and Chancellor McHenry didn't really like about other campus libraries, especially in the UC system, were their formulaic layouts, especially in the way that all the different collections of media were strictly separated. This resource layout worked at other schools that were more science-focused, but UC Santa Cruz was originally planned to lean towards the study of liberal arts, and in that, the use of media should intersect. Clark was especially interested in the library as a conjoined audio-visual collection that presented art, music, and literature in one archive. It didn't end up quite like the melting pot that Clark envisioned, but it got pretty close while still retaining order. At the time of opening, the McHenry Library was unlike any other campus library around, mainly because it was considerably incomplete. The library was actually finished in two developments because of UC bureaucracy. McHenry Unit 1 was a small library that centered around a courtyard, the same courtyard that you see today behind the Global Village Cafe. The basement floor and much of the east wing was added 10 years later with the completion of Unit 2. And even more of the library, and especially the cafe, wouldn't be built until the 2000s with the library's renovations. Originally, the library was so small that it didn't have space for all the books students would need. In fact, a program was set up early in the campus's history that would bus students to UC Berkeley so they could take advantage of their libraries. Luckily, because of the planning done by Clark and the rest of the developers, the library was given the opportunity to grow in the next few decades. Fun fact, the library was originally designed for a student body of only 5,400 students. Can you imagine if the library hadn't changed since then? Of course, changes had to be made to accommodate the growing student body, which is at almost 20,000 today. With that, we move on to the library's renovations that happened in the 2000s. The most notable additions were the long wing that juts out from the south face of the library and the Global Village Cafe at the entrance of the library. Can you imagine not having that today? That's like half the library! Other renovations were done to keep the library up to date with accessibility and safety codes. There were quite a few parts of the original McHenry that wouldn't fly today. And I'm not just talking about how the third floor bridge area that sits above the cafe was built to be a smoking section. That big staircase on the north side of the library used to be a smaller spiral staircase that had to be replaced to be approved as an emergency exit. The spiral design provided no area of refuge in case of an earthquake, and in case of a fire, it would carry smoke all throughout the floors like a chimney. The renovations and remodeling of McHenry Library would be completed in April 2012, and the library has stayed relatively unchanged since. Offices have shifted around, and we've gotten new programs here and there, but for the most part, we're still experiencing the same library that the students before us experienced. I think it's super cool to look back at the places we study and take advantage of every day to see how they're evolved to fit our needs. If you have any suggestions for buildings that you want to learn about, definitely DM us on Instagram about it at UCSC Slugcast. And while you're at it, go give us a follow too. Again, you can always catch us wherever you find your podcast, and I hope you have a great day. Signing out.